So far, we've got two we've recorded. We've got two more that are going to be turning in already, the 30 for the prayers and the blessings. So please get those to us so we can – we want to give them back to you, though, so you have those as starting points, as markers of what God is doing in your marriage. And this is it's great for that weekend. So now you've come to the reception.
And before we start the reception, Miss Doris wants to come up and just give a brief testimony. So this is kind of like, you know how like the bridesmaid and the,
yes, right,
and the groomsmen sometimes, yes, give testimonies?
Yes.
Okay, this is a testimony.
Thank you. You're welcome. We're trusting the Lord with this speech, so I'm going to start. My name's Doris Wire, and I've had many, several professional positions, but 2 weeks ago I retired from my last position, and I am now 91. I thought it was time. And this is Dr. Bob Strauss, and he is a friend of mine. I thought perhaps you were wondering why we kept sitting during the ceremonies that we just did, and that's because we're not married. And I'll tell you a little bit about our relationship. Dr. Bob lost his wife 3 years ago. She had Alzheimer's, and he took care of her 24/7 when he had to diaper her in fear with a spoon. I lost my husband 2 years ago from a lot of painful situations and finally a heart attack. And we live in a continuing care retirement community. He lives in his house and I live in my house. But we are friends. And if any of you have gone through a separation or the death of a spouse, you know how terrible it is. I was married 64 years. So it was just terrible. I had no one to eat with, no one to go somewhere with. It was just awful. And then Dr. Bob worked in my garden because he used to work for Joe sometimes. And we got to be friendly, and finally he asked me to go out, and we went out for dinner. And then we went away on a trip 6 months later. And we had separate rooms. We have separate rooms here. Why? Because we're not married. And we feel strongly about that seventh commandment. I think it's the seventh commandment that God gave us. And I want you to know Dr. Bob is a wonderful, wonderful friend. And he said, I will never tempt you to go farther than you want to. And now, is that a gentlemen, I'm asking you, is that the promise of a loving friend? Come on. Thank you. That's for you. So, we are good friends, very good friends, and we've even talked about marriage. But who gets married at 91 and 81? Come on. And he has four children. I have two. They're all professional doctors, lawyers, teachers. Anyway, they all are very kind. My children say they love him, and his children say they love me. But I think we both think it would be such an upheaval of the family that we're not going to get married. We decided that. But in the meantime, we go places together. We go out for dinner together. We do things together. And our goal is to make a statement about our love and our devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you. That was perfect.
You got this one?
Wow. Wow. That's a great testimony. Thank you. That was beautiful. Well, after what seems like the formal wedding ceremony is over, you would think that the covenant cutting ceremony is finished, isn't it? But no, it's not. You guys know now, don't you? You know, going to that reception, and it may be a 5-course meal, or like in my case, it was a wedding cake, our case, wedding cake and some dinner mints, you know, some little butter mints and some punch down in the fellowship hall. But it was the covenant meal. And when the bride and the groom come up and feed each other the cake, you know, so many times, like in the past few years, oftentimes they'll smash cake into each other's face for the sake of a laugh. And I've even seen wedding photographers spur it on. And, oh, man, can you imagine what I do now? I'm like, what? No. Because this is the covenant. It's still the covenant meal. It's the cutting the covenant with each other. It's a symbol of the intimacy that's going to take place that night, on the wedding night, of what the closeness that's going to happen. It is a picture of protection, of I am going to nourish you. I am going to take care of you. Okay, if there is ever one time in your life that you would not do something for the sake of a laugh, it's when you're feeding each other the wedding cake and is part of that covenant meal and taking promises of I'm going to take care of you. I'm not going to humiliate you in our marriage. And again, I mean, I don't want a show of hands, but I can imagine, you know, in a crowd this size, that there may be at least one set of couples here that might have happened to. But again, you're just like, Marsha, I didn't know. No one told me. Everybody just going, smash it, whatever they say. Well, now we know. So we're going to get to feed each other the cake. Okay? And it's going to be a symbol of, honey, I love you. I will take care of you till death do us part. Okay? So, honey, and you guys does everybody have their cupcake? And I mean, and if you're like gluten-free and you can't eat it, I don't want anybody to get sick. So you can pretend. But get your cupcake. And you know how they do it, that's like with the cup. Okay, yeah, you feed me. And I feed. Okay, and just feed each other the cake. And so then the reception, and for us as well, it's going to go on. We're going to get to have music, and we're going to get to keep eating the yummy things that the staff has prepared for us. And I think there's even going to be a little bit of dancing. But then when the reception is over, you get to go back to your rooms together for your wedding night. And when the couple goes back for the wedding night, you know, you would think that, okay, well, surely after we fed each other the cake, now we're done. Now the covenant cutting ceremony is over. But that wedding night, when the couple comes together, that is when covenant is literally cut. And that physical act of marriage, when the husband enters the wife and passes between the pieces, and if she's a virgin, blood may be shed, and covenant is literally cut in the act of marriage. And that's why God says, wait. Wait. But again, most of us didn't know that, did we? And so don't leave here remember, Jesus forgave your guilt. Okay, he's forgiven your conscience. He's cleaned up your conscience. And tonight, after you've eaten and your covenant meals and fellowship together and heard beautiful music and danced and enjoyed the evening. Okay, you can go back with your spouse as if you're virgins again. And let it be very precious and holy in the eyes of Almighty God.
A couple of important items tonight to help in that. Devotionals number 3 and 4 are very geared to help just be special tonight. Some people read all 8 yet, some probably didn't get through 1, but 3 and 4 are for tonight. Be looking at those, that'll be neat. Number 7 is for tomorrow morning when you get up. So do your Song of Solomon Devo for number 7 before you get up. Tomorrow is learning how to thrive your marriage. Skills, things that you can do from the Word in your marriage to keep things going, to keep on growing, and to build on the momentum of the 3 big covenant blocks that we've gotten now. And so now we have, so it's going to be special. So as you get to spend time together tonight, enjoy one another, enjoy this moment that's been so well put together by Lisa and Mark and the staff here, the work that has gone into it, the devotionals and the layout of the printing of the games and the things that have been done. This is just excellence is everywhere. And the setting up of this wedding ceremony and reception back-to-back here like this, using the cupcakes, all of that was designed to help facilitate the lessons. And we just thank Lisa and the crew here for putting that together. So thank you. Do you two have another announcement for us tonight before we start the music? Are you good? May I pray for us all. Lord Jesus, thanks for being with us in this wonderful night. Thank you for love. Thank you for marriage. And thank you, God, that you love us so much, that you want to be involved in these things in our lives and just glorify yourself in us. Glorify yourself in the music that's played tonight. Thank you for the wonderful cooks, for the great cupcakes. But more importantly, God, thank you that you are really our provider and sustainer, and that you help us get to participate in doing that for our loved ones, our spouses, our families. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.